Hello, this is Winford, floor supervisor with Circus Services. How may I assist you?
Yes, yes, this is Roger Vest.
Hey, Mr. Vest, how are you?
Good, good.
I'm just getting your order pulled up so I can see if I got an email reply. I was off yesterday, so I was working remotely. So when my one of my agents messaged me in regards to you, because I have your account flagged. So whenever you call in and speak with one of them, they notify me immediately. Hey, we have Mr. Vest on the phone. So so I'm just checking on your order. One second. That
okay.
Is 382 Crestview Drive, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, they told me yesterday that you would call between 10 and 11 today.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, so I did send that request over. One second. Your evaporator coils, well, your items have been ordered. So we just waiting on the that to come in. I'm checking on, cause
they should already be in.
I see that the note from June 5th yesterday at 4 p.m. Evaporator coils and TRXV will be at Lennox 963 Industrial Park Drive in Marietta. He said, but it's not in yet. But he did. So I'm going to, he said it's not there as of yesterday. So that was Friday. Today's Saturday. So therefore, I'll probably reach out to them for you Monday just to inquire and see if they made it in yet. Now the financing. No, sir. The items. Well, due to COVID-19, Mr. Vest, our shipments have been very delayed, and we're trying our best to get it, taken care of. It's just that most of our vendors are closed due to COVID-19. One of our warehouses had to, close abruptly due to a breakout of COVID. Coronavirus has really taken a toll on our business, and we're trying our best. Some of our supply houses are opening back up, and now that they're opening back up, it's just that some of the vendors that they once were, ordering through aren't, supplying parts at the moment. So it's a hassle on finding the parts, and it's a hassle on getting the parts here in a timely fashion. So, yeah.
Okay.
We're waiting on those parts. Now, the financing, in regards to that $500 finance, I think they got that taken care of. It says, because I did send over there about a discount, but I got a reply. It says, we are only able to finance $500. So I'm not sure what she's informing me. I'm not sure if she's saying we can finance the 500, or we are not able to do it because we only finance 500, meaning like it has to be a greater amount than that. One moment.
Yeah, because of the length of time it's taken y'all to address my issues, I was asking for a discount. And I asked that on Wednesday. I asked it on Thursday. I asked it yesterday. And I was told that someone would call them and ask that question and then get back to me on Wednesday, on Thursday,
I'm the manager that you've been speaking with, Mr. Vass.
Okay, well, I was told that y'all would check on the discount. And then
I have been checking on the discount. I just informed you that I sent the email over, and they responded with, we are only able to finance 500. So apparently the discount was denied. So they're saying that they're only able to finance 500. So I have to inquire about another update in regards to that, because she didn't give me an update in regards to what I asked. So apparently the discount is not happening. So I have to check on the finance part now.
Okay. This is the first time in 2 weeks that someone has actually told me no on the discount. Because I talked to Louie as well. He said he would call and ask. The actual part, the submitted to the home warranty was on the 29th, was a week ago. And I was told on Monday that the part had been ordered and they were waiting on it. So, I mean, I'm getting multiple messages, and people keep telling me they're going to call me back on a certain day, and you haven't been doing that. So, at this point, I just need my air conditioning fixed.
Understandable, Mr. Vass. So, yes, what I'm about to do now, let me go ahead and contact someone in regards to this financing. One moment.